My wife gave me this. It says here, pull the plug. Teens with a TV in their room, and by the way, let me interject. That's the majority of teens. If your kid does not have a TV set in his or her bedroom, you are now in the American minority. You got that? So when your kid says, I'm one of the few who doesn't have a TV, you're probably right. Teens with a TV in their room are twice as likely to smoke pot, as I assume those who don't, 30% more likely to drink, and 50% more likely to be, I will euphemize this, active than kids without one. A survey of 12 to 16-year-olds by, not some cheap passing organization, the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. Now, let me weigh in on this. I got to be intellectually and research honest here. It's very hard to conclude that that's because of the TV. Certainly, the TV is going to dramatically influence the kid, especially to the degree that they're up there hiding from the rest of the family and not interacting with anybody immersed in a fantasy world. However, probably the more direct causative factor, to use a little research lingo, is that there is a difference between parents who put TVs in their children's rooms and those who don't. If you took those two massive groups, millions in each group, and you compared them, you would probably find significant differences in level of supervision, level of permissiveness, level of discipline, level of probably, dare I say, morality, level of parental involvement. Overall parenting quality would be different. I'm not saying the kids who have TVs in their room have bad parents, but what I am saying is that when you compare those parents as a group, however many millions of them there are left, might be only 16, you and me and a few others listening, they are different in their parenting approach than those who don't, than those who do allow TVs, permit TVs in their kids' rooms. That's probably the main factor. And then the TV in and of itself adds to the problem. It's interesting when I will give talks somewhere. And I'll just ask, you know, how many of you have TVs in your kids' rooms? My hands go up all over the place. These are usually preschoolers. And they'll qualify. Well, yeah, but it doesn't have cable. No, but the remote's in the front room. They don't have the remote in their room. So it's black and white. It's black and white. Well, it's just up there for video games. That's all. Just up there for video games. I just have it for video. Well, sometimes, you know, my husband watches things that are inappropriate, and so then I let the kids go up there and watch something more appropriate. Just a lot of reasons for it, but the bottom line is it is an incredibly bad idea. And those of you who have TVs in your children's room, I just have one small, qualified, nuanced piece of subtle advice for you to consider. Get them out. Get them out. I don't care who bought them. I don't care that Grandma bought them. I don't care that Uncle Jim bought them. I don't care that your ex-spouse bought them. It's your house. Get them out. Don't do anything to make your parenting tougher. That will make your parenting tougher. There's a box up there that says, hey, kid. Listen, I'm a lot more entertaining than those dorks downstairs in the kitchen. Come on up here and be with me. Come on, I'm more fun. Got better looking people. Nicer dialogue. Hey, come here, kid. You want some of this? Come here. Come here. You don't want to talk to that down there. She doesn't even have anybody write her scripts. You kidding me? You ever listen to her monologues? They're terrible. Terrible. Get up here. Besides, if you don't like this one person, I got others. I got a lot more. Check out this chick. Come here. Look at this. That's one thing. Another thing. You can't monitor that. I mean, you think you can. You can't. Another thing. Why do you want him away from the family? You know, he may not be all that prone to talk to you when he's down there, but I guarantee you he'll be no prone to talk to you when he's up there. Get it out of there. All right. Our priest at our parish was on a youth retreat. and he asked the kids, how many have TVs in the room? And I think there was one kid who didn't. And then the next question was, how many of you have your own room? Virtually all of them did. Now, the average American house has 3 to 4 bedrooms. The average American house has 2 kids. You're not going to routinely have kids who share a bedroom. And if they do, it's for a passing time, a transitory period in their lives. I don't want to sound like my dad here. I never had a bedroom of my own growing up until I think I was 17, and I slept in the family room on a pull-out couch. That was it. My kids, my son Andrew's going to be 18 in 3 months. He's never had, well, that's not true. When he was the oldest, he had his own bedroom. Then when his little sister came along, end of that, and it's been 16, 17 years, and the last 12, he's had no less than 3 people in his bedroom. And if he ever goes to college and has a dorm with only 1 roommate, he's going to think he's in isolation, an island.